This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He's the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, we got some rain, or at least we did here. I'm assuming you did there.
Well, just a little bit, and it may rain a little later today. Any drop will be a welcome drop.
Let's see. We've got jobs and the world's biggest shareholders meeting and trash and movies to talk about.
I'll try to distinguish between
yes.
Which of those, right?
Let's talk about jobs.
The story of two different metro areas were connected geographically, but they couldn't be any more different in terms of the job number. In Northwest Arkansas, the unemployment rate continues to decline, and not only does the rate continue to decline, but both the workforce size and the number of employed continue to increase. And that's a lot of people, when they see the unemployment rate go up or go down, they just assume that there are more or less people employed, and that's not the case. I mean, if the size of the workforce changes, you could essentially have a unemployment rate decrease and the number of employed, though, would decrease. So anyway, in Northwest Arkansas, good numbers. They have the rate dipped to 5.3% in April, and the number of unemployed persons continues to decline in that area. And in fact, the number of employed persons was up almost 5%.
Wow.
Compared to last April.
That's significant.
Yeah, it is. 5% is a significant number. The retail sector, you know, the retail sector there in Northwest Arkansas hit a high of just a little over 50,000 back in December 2006, and they've been slowly trying to crawl their way back, and they're now up to around 47,500. They're getting there, which is interesting. I mean, that obviously retail is important in Northwest Arkansas. But then back in Fort Smith, Kyle, the jobless rate improved. The jobless rate fell to 7.3%, down from 8% in March. But again, the number of employed, it just is not keeping up. In fact, there were almost 119,000 employed in the Fort Smith metro area in April, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. But that was down a little over 3% compared to 123,000 last April. So there's a case of where the unemployment rate declines, yet the number of employed is still lower than it was a year ago. And it's just, unfortunately, that's just been a trend in Fort Smith, or the jobless picture just remains stuck in the mud. And, you know, and we haven't, these workforce, I mean, obviously these are April numbers, so they don't include what may hit us in June when the Whirlpool plant shuts down, or July probably, and when that Bremner cracker plant, which employs 300 to 400 photo, which is a majority of that, the workers at that plant are in the Fort Smith metro area. So that's close to 1,500 people that'll be out of work come June.
Well, hopefully there will be some more jobs in the film industry in Arkansas. At least that's what a conglomeration of folks from different parts of the state hope.
Right, and this is very interesting. You know, Arkansas historically has done a very poor job in terms of incentives, in terms of recruiting the film industry. And it's just because we don't, you know, for too long we were just manufacturing. And it's really hard to see the benefits. There aren't any tangible things produced when a film crew comes to Arkansas. But they do bring not only a lot of clean dollars. You know, they come to town, they're in town for a few weeks or maybe a few months, depending on the scope of the film. And they're spending a lot of money in the state. And they help build the prestige, the awareness of Arkansas. You know, Billy Bob Thornton, Sling Blade, I mean, that helped bring a lot of attention from the movie industry to Arkansas when that was filmed. So, yes, Northwest Arkansas Council is working with the state of Arkansas and 50 for the Future there in Little Rock, and they're trying to promote specifically their two regions as places to come film. And it's not just movies, but it's commercials, any type of film work.
Yeah, it's not just movies. We always think about it. It could be an in-house industrial sort of training or whatever. Right. What's going on with the trash service plans in Fort Smith?
Boy, that's a good question. You know, in Fort Smith, several years ago, the board of directors approved an automated trash collection service. Most communities I dare say almost all communities the size of Fort Smith have an automated service. And God forbid we get automated or brought into the modern world here in Fort Smith, but apparently that just doesn't work for some neighborhoods. They like it the old way. And so all the money, all the investments made in equipment, the new trash cans for the automated service has been put on hold. They haven't approved it yet, but Kyle, this is the darndest thing. The sanitation department, the one department of the city that essentially has to run like a business and make money, in which it has, they've been able to improve the service, increase the service using automated methods. They haven't hired more workers. In fact, their workforce has stayed relatively flat. I think they may have hired one extra person over the past 3 or 4 years. In terms of overall numbers, they've probably had a lot of folks come and go. But now the board is listening to a vocal minority who doesn't like the way it's collected, the trash is collected in some of these older neighborhoods. And they conducted 3 surveys. The first 2 surveys indicated that people wanted a majority of the residents in these neighborhoods wanted this automated service, but the board, a few members of the board, kept pushing for surveys until they got the results they wanted, and finally with this 3rd survey, they got the results they wanted. And the surveys cost probably close to $50,000. You couldn't write a spoof movie any better than what the Fort Smith board is doing.
And when you talk about automated, that's where the truck can just pull up and with a machine lift up these cans that are designed for this, dump it, and then put it back down.
Yes, and these buckets, they roll. They have lids that are attached. They don't fly off. The part of Fort Smith in which I live received this service maybe a year ago, and it's night and day difference in terms of cleanliness, the appearance, the type of people who come do the trash service. Of all things, the trash service now, the automated trash service and the equipment they use makes Fort Smith look very progressive in a modern community, but like I said, for some folks, that's just too much.
Finally, as you and I speak, the largest shareholders meeting in the world, the Walmart shareholders meeting, is taking place. There have already been some rock bands that have performed and the usual sort of thing. This year it's a little bit different, though.
Right, 50 years. It's hard to imagine. It's their 50th celebration of being a business. It comes with a little bit of a cloud, a very small cloud, I guess. They're still in the midst of this Mexico bribery scandal. But Kyle, we got to looking a couple of days ago, and Walmart couldn't have planned, other than the Mexico thing, they couldn't have planned this better. Their share price is reaching what may be, in fact, I haven't looked at it this morning, but it may be a historical high. You know, there was a lot of bemoaning that this Mexico bribery scandal would drop their value, drop their share price. Well, it did drop. But it's now up a little over 14% from that post-bribery scandal drop. So it's a little hard to argue that some of their negative publicity has hurt the value of the company. It's up trading around 65, and it's climbing higher. So they could not have picked. It's a great gift for Walmart on their shareholders week.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, news, culture, and more for the entire KUAF listening area. You can also see him twice a weekend on the City Wire show with KFSM. Michael, I'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.